This portion of the Morning Mess brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial out of Mineral Point. We're talking with retirement planning expert and author Michelle Bertram. Michelle helps create your dream retirement using her dream retirement process. You can go to creatingyourdreamretirement.com for all of her free resources or by calling her at 608-987-1511. Bertram Financial, Mineral Point. Michelle, retirement today. What are you thinking about this morning?
Well, I was actually just pondering a question someone asked me yesterday, which was, you know, hey, will the S&P keep going the way it's going? You know, will the market still do this? And I think that's a question on lots of people's minds. You know, is the market's been doing well, hitting some highs? Is that the trend? Are we going to see that going or not? And so I think lots of people ask that, and the truth is nobody knows for sure. In election years, there's a lot of times where there can be volatility leading up, and really the market, which is really, you know, we talk about the market like it's its own entity, but really the market movement is because of people make up it, right? And fear and how we feel about things. Yes, there's some big companies that can do some, you know, drive the market to certain extents, but really it's made up of people. And so when we talk about where the market's going to go, there's a lot of fundamentals that work in there. You know, how strong is the economy, different reports that come out, things like that. But also sometimes fear and uncertainty can play a role into at least short-term volatility of the market. So we will see what happens. I always say in an election year, I am always prepared for some volatility as it comes up to that, because I think that because of fear and uncertainty, or really uncertainty, which direction is going to go, what is going to happen. There's questions over, you know, tax policies and economic policies and all that stuff, especially when you're getting close to an election year. And sometimes that can bring some volatility, but interesting enough, usually after an election, when you know the direction where it's going to go, the market will kind of stable off and often see, especially if policies and tax policies are going to be favorable, the growth. So all that to say, I don't know exactly where it's going to be, but you have to invest in the market every time. And when you're doing it, understand kind of that there's never ever going to be a straight up, right? And you need to understand the season of life you're in. So if you're closer to retirement or in retirement, you know, big drops can create more havoc and issues for you than a big gain. And so while you want to be invested in the market, there's a shift maybe in the mentality on how you're invested, so that you're making sure you're protected against some downside losses if and when the market turns. I don't think the beginning of 2020 we would have expected what happened in March that year. And so I think the one thing that is always important to know is you can't plan for the, you know, you have to expect the unexpected all the time. And that means to make sure that your portfolio is set to give you the income you need to be able to provide the retirement you need at any time. Not get complacent when the market's good. Take advantage of it for sure, but make sure you're not being complacent and not planning against what could happen on the flip side as well.
And Michelle, you have products out there. You have product available that actually gives you the upside of the market. Maybe not as much as, you know, they actually invested directly into the market. It gives you the upside of the market, but then it also protects you. This product protects you from the downside. It doesn't go any lower. It hangs in there at a certain minimum. So you protect yourself from the downside, right?
Exactly. And we've talked for the last couple of years that, those are all kind of a hybrid fixed product, so to speak, which just means that those caps on the upside of the market are very much dependent on current fixed rates. And since we're seeing the highest fixed rates we've saw in 25 years, the caps on there, I mean, could be anywhere from the low end 8, but up to 10-12%, which means if the S&P goes up, the market's up, you could make, let's just say, 10%, but then that's locked in. Where if you're invested in mutual funds or any other way that you're invested directly in the market, yes, you could make 10%, you can make 20%, you could make 30%, but the next day you could lose it. And so using a product like that, which is green money that we've talked about, allows you to capture some of the gains, but then reduce the losses. And if we look at the key to success, especially in retirement, is to avoid the big losses. So it's usually a good to have that as at least a portion of your portfolio. And then again, the other portion, we just want to make sure that it's managed and monitored for like risk-adjusted returns. What that means is you're not just following it out, right? But they're looking at how to kind of level out the risk or lower the risk in order to keep your portfolio from experiencing those big losses.
And the other thing is that if it's in a qualified retirement plan, you're able to do this and get into this new product tax-free as well. You don't have to worry about suffering any taxes by making that conversion, correct?
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, one thing that often people aren't aware of is that even if you're, you know, most of the time the larger retirement accounts are built up in 401ks, and 401ks are great tools to allow you to be able to invest and save, but yeah, they're limited in the investments in there, usually with different mutual funds, not so much managed, and they're using mutual funds because it's the same strategies for people that have 5,000 that are starting or less, right, and people that have 500,000 close to retirement. But there is a rule that allows for you when you're over 59 and a half, even if you're still working at a company, to be able to roll some of that or all of that 401k to your personal IRA without closing the account. So you can still keep adding to it, but that allows you to take advantage of some of the green money or the other risk managed returns that you're talking about, even while you're working, and protect your retirement.
All right, there we go. That's Michelle Bertram talking retirement today. And a reminder that connect with Michelle by checking out her blogs or free resources at her website, which is creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Or you can call her at the office at 608-987-1511. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial, Mineral Point.